This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Department of Mental Health versus the Honorable Michael C. Heffernan, decided March 18, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District Department of Mental Health, WD86966, consolidated with respondent, WD86969, WD86972, WD86973, WD86974, WD86975, WD86976, WD86978, WD86982, WD86983, WD86984, WD86985, the Honorable Michael C. Heffernan. Opinion filed March 18th, 2025. Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri, the Honorable Adam L. Kane, Judge Division 3, W. Douglas Thompson, Presiding Judge, Karen King Mitchell, Judge, and Thomas N. Chapman. Judge the Honorable Michael C. Heffernan appeals from the trial court's final judgment in prohibition, preventing him from ordering the Department of Mental Health, DMH, to perform competency examinations pursuant to Section 552.021 on individuals being prosecuted for municipal ordinance violations. Judge Heffernan brings 3 points on appeal. In his first 2 points, he argues Section 552.020 grants him the authority to order the DMH to perform. 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016, as supplemented through January 3, 2024, the date the trial court made its writ of prohibition permanent, unless otherwise indicated. 2. Competency examinations on individuals charged with municipal ordinance violations. In his third point, Judge Heffernan argues that municipal courts have the inherent powers to do anything reasonably necessary for the administration of justice, including ordering DMH to perform competency examinations. Finding no error, we affirm. I, factual and procedural history. Over the course of 5 months, Judge Heffernan, a municipal judge for the Kansas City Municipal Court, ordered DMH to perform competency examinations on 12 municipal defendants who were being prosecuted for municipal ordinance violations. DMH filed a writ of prohibition at the circuit court regarding these 12 cases, 2 arguing that Judge Heffernan did not have the authority to order DMH to conduct competency examinations on municipal defendants. Judge Heffernan filed a motion for summary judgment, arguing the writ was improper. The trial court made the writ in prohibition permanent. A. The municipal defendants. In each case, the municipal defendant's attorney requested a competency examination, and Judge Heffernan granted that request and ordered DMH to complete such an examination. Each of Judge Heffernan's orders required the two. On this court's own motion, all 12 cases were consolidated under this case number. 3. The following facts are taken from the uncontroverted material facts of the summary judgment record. 3. Director of DMH, to have the defendant examined at the Center for Behavioral Medicine. Defendant 1 was charged with indecent exposure, assault, stealing, disorderly conduct, and trespassing. Defendant 1 first appeared for an arraignment on June 16, 2022, but Judge Heffernan continued the proceeding because he did not think Defendant 1 understood the charges against him. On September 7, 2022, Defendant 1's counsel filed a motion requesting a competency hearing, which Judge Heffernan granted on September 20, 2022. Defendant 2 was charged with disorderly conduct and property damage. Defendant 2 first appeared before Judge Heffernan on August 15, 2022. Judge Heffernan continued the proceedings on that date because Defendant 2's counsel requested that Defendant 2 be seen by a doctor. On September 27, 2022, Defendant 2's counsel filed a written request for a competency hearing, which Judge Heffernan granted that same day. Defendant 3 was charged with assault and resisting arrest on August 11, 2022. Judge Heffernan continued Defendant 3's trial several times, noting that Defendant 3 was not communicating with her attorney and at one point was completely unresponsive. On September 27, 2022, Defendant 3's counsel requested a competency examination, which Judge Heffernan ordered that same day. Defendant 4 was charged with assault on July 7, 2021. Defendant 4's counsel filed a motion to dismiss, arguing that Defendant 4 was not competent because he 4 had been appointed a guardian after the Greene County Circuit Court entered a judgment of incapacity and disability in 2018. Judge Heffernan denied the motion. On September 13, 2022, Defendant 4's counsel requested a competency examination, and Judge Heffernan entered an order for a competency examination on September 27, 2022. Defendant 5 was charged with multiple assaults and destruction of property over a two-year period. Defendant 5's counsel filed a motion to dismiss, claiming that Defendant 5 was mentally incapacitated. Judge Heffernan denied the motion to dismiss on May 5, 2022. On December 1, 2022, Defendant 5's counsel filed a motion for a competency hearing, which Judge Heffernan granted on that same day. Defendant 6 was charged.